Classical Kids Storytime is supported by the Minnesota College Savings Plan, the official 529 program for the state of Minnesota. Learn how you can invest for your child's college education and minimize your taxes at mnsaves.org. Welcome to Classical Kids Storytime. I'm Steve, and this is the story of the Gingerbread Man. Once upon a time, there was an old man, an old woman, and a little boy. One morning, the family was hungry, so the old woman went into the kitchen to make some gingerbread. But she decided to have a little fun and make it in the form of a little man. She added icing for his hair and clothes, and little dots of dough for his nose and eyes. When she put the gingerbread man in the oven to bake, she said to the little boy, "You watch him while your grandfather and I go out to work in the garden." So the old man and the old woman went out and began to hoe potatoes and left the little boy to tend the oven. But he didn't keep his eyes on it the whole time. All of a sudden, he heard a noise. He looked up, and the oven door popped open, and out jumped the little gingerbread man, who ran out of the kitchen and towards the open door of the house, saying,
"Run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man."
The little boy ran to shut the door, but the gingerbread man was too quick for him and leaped through the door, down the steps, and out into the road long before the little boy could catch him. The boy ran after him as fast as he could, crying out to his grandma and grandpa, who heard the uproar and threw down their hoes and gave chase too. But the gingerbread man outran all three by a long way and was soon out of sight, while they had to sit down, all out of breath, on a bank to rest. On ran the gingerbread man, and before long, he came to two well diggers who looked up from their work and called out,
"Where are you going, gingerbread man?"
He said,
"I've outrun a boy, an old woman, and a little old man, and I can outrun you too, I can."
"You can you? We'll see about that," they said.
And they threw down their shovels and ran after him. But they couldn't catch up with him and soon had to sit down by the roadside to rest. As the gingerbread man ran off into the distance, the well diggers could hear him saying,
"Run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man."
The gingerbread man continued to run, and eventually he came upon a bear. The bear said,
"Where are you going, gingerbread man?"
He said,
"I've outrun a boy, a woman, and more than one man, and I can outrun you too, I can."
"You can you?"
growled the bear.
"We'll see about that."
And he trotted as fast as his legs could carry him after the gingerbread man. Before long, the bear was left so far behind that he figured he might as well give up the chase at last. Off in the distance, he too heard the words,
"Run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man."
The gingerbread man continued to run, and eventually he came upon a fox, sitting quietly in a crook of the fence. fox called out in a sharp voice, but without getting up.
"Where you going, gingerbread man?"
He said, "I've outrun a boy, a bear, an old woman, and many a man, and I can outrun you too, I can."
The fox said, "I can't quite hear you, gingerbread man. Won't you come a little closer?" tilting his head a little to one side. With this, the gingerbread man stopped his race for the first time and went a little closer and called out in a very loud voice,
"I said I've outrun a boy, a bear, an old woman, and many a man, and I can outrun you too, I can."
"Can't quite hear you. Won't you come a little closer?" said the fox in a feeble voice, as he stretched out his neck towards the gingerbread man and put one paw behind his ear. The gingerbread man came up very close and, leaning towards the fox, screamed out,
"I've outrun a little boy, an old woman, an old man, two well diggers, and a bear. And I can outrun you too, I can."
The fox snapped up the gingerbread man in his sharp teeth in the twinkling of an eye. So, it just goes to show you that bragging never ends well. The end. Thanks for listening to Classical Kids Storytime from APM, American Public Media.